If you look at everything that's going on right now, mm-hmm. this is clearly a societal attack on drunk uncles.
It is. Everyone's sick and tired of drunk uncles.
Sick and tired of drunk uncles. It's like we're sick and tired of everything. Like, why do we let him talk at Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
Why do we let him talk? We just want to pray and eat turkey.
Yeah.
You know, why do we let him talk?
He gets everybody riled up.
Yeah. And it's like, anytime drunk uncle says anything with a disclaimer, just kick him out. Kick him out.
This makes so much sense, though, too, because it's like that's why we had to have a pandemic, because we weren't ready to have family functions and kick them out.
Yeah.
So, like, lock everything down. Your family can't get together. Like, by the time the pandemic's lifted, people are going to be all, like, pumped up and, like, ready to be like, drunk uncle, get out.
Get out, drunk uncle. He'd be like, not for nothing. Drunk uncle, get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Listen, I'm not trying to be get out, uncle. Get out.
Uncle's better be ready.
I'm reclaiming my time, uncle. It is. No, but it is. We're in this weird societal war on stupid people.
Yeah.
And it is annoying how we try to have stupid people represent a majority when we're trying to claim that there's some sort of problem.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what we're trying to get away from. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get away from people allowing a solitary representation to equal the whole.
Right.
Right? We get away from that. We don't do that with black people. Right? If you do that with a black person, you're racist. If you do that with a white person,
You get
white people.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's like taking everything down to the lowest common denominator. Like, yeah, the worst person is what we've got to deal with, and what every white person's got to be responsible for what the worst white person is doing.
Yeah. Could you imagine if everybody that met me was like, wow, you're nothing like Flavor Flav. Wow. This is really cool. I'm shocked. I'm taken aback.
Yeah.
I have to apologize for my privilege. I thought you would be way more Flavor Flavish.
You don't even have a clock.
Yeah. What? How do you know what time it is? how do you know what time is it? Yeah. It's really crazy to watch. What were you just telling me about?
What was I just telling you about?
It was something. Some white person was getting. Some stupid white. Oh, the Indian lawyer.
Oh, yeah. And she said that that it was white. This is white nationalist moment that they're like to reclaim the U.S. And we all know this is happening. And I was like, I don't know the white nationalists. I don't see their platform. I don't know what they're doing.
The funny part about that to me is watching any other minority other than black people try to claim how much shit happens to them from white people, and then they just conveniently skip over how they get treated by black people. It's very convenient.
Black people get a pass on all this, don't they?
Yeah, but I mean, I've never seen an Indian dude walk into a room and a bunch of white people insult him so much he left crying.
Right.
I've seen that with black people plenty of times.
Plenty of times.
And like, if you are the only minority that for some reason doesn't get completely destroyed by black people on site are Puerto Ricans. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Not even Cubans. Just Puerto Ricans.
Just Puerto Ricans. Is there like a special bond there? Like, are there, what is going
on? They're pretty much American, right? Yeah. And then the American that they are, they pretty much live in the hood with us.
Yeah.
And they're the only minority that also can say the N-word without any repercussions.
Yeah.
Which kind of blows my mind, because Puerto Ricans are basically, they basically are Americans in the sense that some of them look black, some of them look white, all of them can say the N-word. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But every other minority, like the Asian and Indians and black people get them.
Well, Asians and Indians are white.
Yeah.
According to according to the hood.
Yeah.
Not, I can't necessarily say that all of black culture looks at Indians and Chinese as white.
Yeah.
But definitely if you're from the hood, they are all white. They're all just brown white people.
Just brown white people.
Yeah, because they're rule oriented people.
Yeah.
Because they're people that are trying to succeed in this capitalist system.
Yeah.
And the capitalist system has like, if you do this, if you do this, if you do this, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, you know, you can't let, so I'll give you an example. So in the hood, you know about the hookup. The hookup is like somebody works somewhere. It's like, yo, let me get the hookup.
Right.
Right. Where it's like, dude, you're mean to me all the time. Why would I give you the hookup?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the only, there's like the only time in the hood when you go to the, like, make no mistake, there are a lot of people in the hood that are just nice people. So when they go to the Chinese store, they're just nice to the Chinese person because they're nice people.
Right.
Right. And then there's other people that walk into the Chinese store that don't say anything nice until they're asking for the hookup.
Yeah.
And then if they don't get it, they're right back at 10 again.
Yeah. I love that when you ask people for a favor and if you don't immediately get it, like people like freak out and get all mean again.
Yeah.
That's like get no drunk uncle leave.
Yeah. But it's like it's crazy. Like you'll be in the hood and a black drunk uncle will walk into the Chinese store and be like, yo, ching chong, bing bong, bing bong, ching chong. What up? Ching chong, bing bong, bing bong, bing bong, bing bong. And then the guy's like, don't call me that. That is not my name. You know, and it's like, ah, oh, that's your name today. Ching chong, bing bong, bing bong, bing bong. And then you get up on the counter. It's like, yo, let me get the hookup real quick. It's like, what? What did I just witness? Does that ever work for you?
I don't know.
Does that ever work?
But they seem so offended when it doesn't work that it works every time, you'd think, by how offended they get.
It's definitely confusing.
Yeah.
It's definitely confusing. Like, that works for you? Usually? Like, he's being the dick? Is that what's happening right now?
Yeah.
Like, him declining you the hookup with you prefacing it in such a racist way? It's his fault.
But his confidence makes you wonder. Makes you wonder. You're like,
dude, both of them have ridiculous confidence for their position.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this is every day for you two. This is every fucking day. This is every person. This is every Chinese person you see. This is every black person that sees you. Wow, what a life.
Yeah.
What a freaking life, you know? So I don't even, and then, so that's the crazy part. It'd be like, you'd be like, oh, look at this. You know, somebody will come in a turban and it'll be a black person there and then a white person there. And the black person will be like, oh, he's got his mom's pantyhose wrapped around his head. Oh, look at just like, look at him. And then the white person will be like, why do you wear that hat? And they're like, how dare you ask that question?
Yeah.
It's like, what just happened here?
Yeah.
That's the world we're living in right now.
That is the world we're living in.
That is bizarre to me.
Yeah.
That is a crazy, bizarre world that, again, as a black person, I'm not mad at it.
I bet you're not.
I'm not mad at it. It reeks of hypocrisy.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't see an end to this. I don't see, how does this end? Like, do we all just get our turn?
every nationality, every race gets a turn at like the free pass.
Well, I
and
guess
being condemned, like everybody's condemned.
It's the turn of being condemned.
Well, I don't know, but I think as black people, that's when you'll know you made it. When like everything you do, everybody's like, whoa, you can't say that.
Well, it's going to be a long time.
I know.
It's going to be a long time before black people make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be the people saying you can't say that for quite a while.
You're not giving it up.
I don't see it happening.
I don't either.
And the ridiculous part is that white people think that's what black people want.
Yeah.
So if they can support that.
Yeah.
Then they feel like they're on the side of black people.
Yeah.
So they're like, yes, I am subconsciously racist. I apologize. I am a stupid white person. And you're probably right about those things that I think about black people. Can I do your dances now?
That's all we want to do. We just want to be part of the fun.
That's all it is. That's all it is. Anyway, what's up? Two Jack Bros coming in hot, hitting the ground running. What's up? What's up? Just coming back off of a full morning of combat. We don't usually record after a full morning of combat.
No, we don't.
This is wild. This is like, it kind of put me in a, you know, like a chill mode where I don't have any grit, you know?
Yeah, you
like
got it all out.
All the grit has been pounded out of me. So now I'm just like, but eventually we'll get along.
Yeah.
I mean, I you can see it.
Have you been following Britney Spears?
mostly my whole life.
We've got to free her again. She's in trouble. What? And she needs us all.
Free, yes. Britney Spears again?
Yes.
Did she support Ellen or something? What is she,
no, what is her she dad got her dad's in charge of all her stuff. What's that called? Conservation, but it's not conservation.
Power of attorney?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Of all of her stuff. And
executor of the will?
Yes.
All right. I don't know a con word for this.
It's maybe it'll come to me.
Consecutor? All right, but he's in charge of all her shit.
He's in charge of all her stuff.
Gotcha. He's a white man.
Yeah.
Which is, how dare you let a white man.
So true. I didn't even think of that.
You cannot empower white men right now, Britney Spears.
Yeah, he got his power back in like 2008, like when I think shit was hitting the fan.
Yeah.
Like it was all handed over to him. And now they're like, we've got to help her. Like even her mom is like, we've got to do something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she's being held against her will. Like,
but what do you mean? So what exactly is happening? So what is happening to Brit?
I don't know, but we've got to free her.
We got to free BS?
Yes.
We got to get BS out of the hands of her father?
Yeah, she needs her power of attorney back.
Okay.
So she can make her own choices.
All right. Well, I mean, you know how I feel about women making their own choices.
They should be doing it.
You know how I feel. I mean, he's got
but
the
a
right
white eye. Man. He's got Sydney? The right eye.
Listen, I mean, if you can't, it's tough. Like finding a black man out there to make all your decisions is slim pickings.
Yeah.
Right? I know that's the right way to go.
Yeah.
I know if you're going to find any man to make your decisions in life right now, it has to be a black man.
Mm-hmm.
But it's slim pickings. We can't act like every black man is out there making the best decisions for white women.
Yeah.
Remember Flavor Flav?
I do remember Flavor Flav.
Need I bring up Flavor Flav once again? I mean, Bridget Nielsen was crushing it in life.
Oh, yeah.
She was crushing it in life. Like, you don't even remember. She's that.
I was going to say that. I was like, who is that giant, like, Russian woman?
Exactly.
I didn't even remember her name.
Exactly. That's Bridget Nielsen. And now she's the chick that Flavor Flav ruined.
Yeah.
Before that, she was the big Russian chick in Rocky.
Yeah.
Ooh. She's not even that anymore.
No.
Her legacy.
Yeah.
You don't want Flavor Flav making decisions for you in life.
No.
So you got to be able. And that's listen, that the onus is on you.
On
to
the
be
white
able
woman.
To find,
of course, it's on
a
the
black
white
man
woman.
That can make good, solid decisions for your life,
mm-hmm.
100% the onus is on you.
Fair enough. Every woman needs to learn that in life.
And if you can't find a black man and you have to defer to a white man to make the decisions for you, then you get whatever comes to you for having a white man make those decisions. It's your fault.
Wait, do we have to have a man making decisions for us?
I mean, you know how I feel about you know how I feel about women making their own decisions.
Ah, gotcha.
You know how I feel. I'm not going to get into it because I don't want to upset anybody, but you know how I feel. I mean, you make your own decisions,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You make your own decisions.
I do.
But luckily for you, if you ever need to, you have a black guy that can make those decisions for you, right?
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm kind of like a liberal in this way, where it's like, I don't feel like white women should be making their own decisions, but mine can.
That makes you a liberal?
That's a very liberal tactic. It's a very liberal approach.
You watch way too much conservative shit.
That's been watching liberal shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how liberals get down.
But mine can?
Yeah, it's like, you know, like you have to wear a mask. Your mask has to be up around your nose. But like, if you're Anthony Fauci and you're at a baseball game, like maybe you can have your mask down around your chin. even though the CDC said right before that masks around the neck contaminate them, but not if you're Dr. Fauci.
No.
You see what I'm saying? Like that's what I mean by it's a very liberal tactic.
I see what you're saying.
That's all I'm saying. Listen, I'm not here to point fingers. I'm just here to bring to light the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm about.
Yeah.
That's all I'm about. So hashtag free Britney, even though from what it sounds like, she's not even in trouble.
I don't know.
It just sounds like there's a man on her side doing the right thing by her. And that's a no-no.
I don't know. It's questionable.
It's questionable.
I'll look more into it.
Yeah. Ask more questions.
Okay. I'll start there.
Yeah. We'll see how questionable it is.
Yeah.
So far, you've asked no questions. So technically, it's not even questionable.
Her male makeup artist told me that we needed to save her.
Yeah, but you know I don't trust the gays. You know how I don't trust the gays, right? And if it's a straight makeup artist, I have to see how jacked he is. But you know I don't. You know I feel like none of this. None of this.
I don't think you have to question. He's
Yeah. So, man, let me uncancel myself real quick. By the way, what I just said about not trusting the gays is only 51% true. Like, do not try to hold me to that. So it's mostly not true. Mostly. But you got to watch them. You got to don't take your eye off the gays. That's what the gay pride parade is.
Get them all in one place. Yeah, just so we can watch them.
We can make a mental note of who the gays are. Like, all right. Oh, I didn't know. All right. I'll jot him down. Yes. That's also what the Puerto Rican parade, the Puerto Rican pride parade
all
is.
The parade, the Irish parade, St. Patrick's yes. Day.
We got to fucking log these people.
Yeah.
Because like, nobody's filling out the census.
No.
Yo, you got to have a parade. That's the only time. It's the only census people participate in is their pride parade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's what all the fucking protests were. We had to log the black people. It's like, we can't get these fuckers out of parade. They don't parade.
They don't.
No. We do step shows. Yeah. We do step shows. Like, we dance. We dance down. Yeah, we don't parade, though.
No.
But, yeah, so let's get uncanceled. Let's get off this.
We can't help it.
Yeah, this is the cancel parade right here.
Yeah.
The cancel parade. Yeah, no. So I'm having this a funny little conundrum that's kind of cracking me up, because it's one of these things that make me realize the type of people I surround myself with. Like, make no mistake, I surround myself around some of the most talented, kind-hearted people that you would meet.
Yeah.
Right? First and foremost. But when the MO of who you surround yourself with involves talented, you're gonna get a lot of other fuck shit with that, right? It's like it's not just like clean, you know, like there's a lot of negatives that come with dealing with a talented person.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So
genius is very genius comes with some baggage.
For the most part. I mean, do we know, you know, like a has it together genius where we're like that guy?
I don't know.
There isn't one.
Yeah.
Right. There isn't one. I always use the geniuses that we know to point out the fact that everybody is retarded.
Right.
Like, why are we treating anybody like they're not retarded?
Yeah.
Like, Elon Musk is the smartest person in the world right now, and somebody should fucking take his Twitter from him.
Really?
Like, he shouldn't be allowed to tweet. He tweets some of the. It's like, dude, why'd you do that? Why'd you
really?
Tweet that?
He's like Donald Trump on Twitter.
Basically, he's like science. He's science Trump. Yeah, science Trump tweeting again. It's, good Lord. So I've been watching. So I have a friend, Tanner, very talented stand-up comedian. He doesn't do stand-up anymore. But when he won all sorts of awards for being a creative and artistic as a stand-up comedian. He's like one of those, not an alt comedian if you're into comedy and you're listening to this, but alt enough, right?
Yeah.
But he's still my friend.
Yeah.
So he's not alt, right?
Yeah.
So we're trying to watch this show together. He hit me up about this show, Farscape, which is on Amazon Prime. It's a sci-fi show. And it kind of hit me at the right time because, you know, I love sci-fi, but I felt like sci-fi has been shitty lately and it hasn't been a sci-fi show to really capture my imagination long enough to watch a whole episode, uh-huh. Let alone enough to want to watch the next episode.
Uh-huh.
So he hits me up and he's like, dude, Farscape, please watch it so we can talk about it. So I started watching it. He's on episode 4. I started watching it. So he's 4 episodes ahead of me. He's on episode 3. He's 3 episodes ahead of me. So, I'm banging him out. He's at episode 7. I'm at episode 4 now. So, he's still 3 behind me.
Ahead of you.
He's 3 ahead of me. But I'm on episode 4, so I made progress. And I guess that made him nervous. So, the next time I went to go check in, I'm on episode 7. I'm like, at best, he's going to be on episode 10. But I did a couple double days to catch up to him. And I'm like, you know, hey, what's going on, man? I'm on episode 7. What episode are you on? Take a guess.
10.
10?
Mm-hmm.
He's on episode 16.
Oh, dang.
16.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, what the fuck, man? And he's like, I didn't want you to pass me.
You stay up all night watching it?
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, you told me you were only watching this when you would fold clothes. And then it was like one episode a day.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm like, all right, fuck, now I got to really catch up to this dude. So then I get to, so wait, I was at what? It was 10 and 16, so he's six ahead of me. So then I bang out four, like two. I bang out three in one day.
Yeah.
So now I'm on episode 13. So at best he's going to be on episode 19. There's 22 episodes in the season, right? What episode do you think he's on?
Oh, he's done.
Episode two of season two. It's like, what the fuck, dude? It's like, and then it's like, it's cracking me up because it's like, I feel like I'm in this, a new Netflix series called Watching Netflix with Friends on the Spectrum. Where it's like, would you stop being so fucking autistic so I can catch up to you and we can watch this series together?
Yeah.
Please. Please. But it's funny to me, like, you know, with this show Love on the Spectrum, and then we realize that we're in love on the spectrum.
At least
this relationship is for sure on the spectrum. But then I'm like realizing all the other types of relationships that I have that are on the spectrum.
You put people on the spectrum, don't you?
I don't know. I think I might pick people that are on the spectrum.
No, you put us on it.
I don't know. It could go either way. I heard it both ways. I've heard it both ways. I don't know. But it's wild. It's wild, like, the people that I'm surrounded with, where I'm like, I'm just, like, watching people, and I'm like, fuck.
It's so crazy to me to watch that show, because it made me realize, because you can tell there's a big difference in how different people raise autistic children, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there was somebody on there that, like, the autism was totally their personality, you know?
Yeah.
And there was another girl on there that was charming, and the autism was not her personality. It was just, like, you know, something that she has. And it was really interesting because, you know, they're as autistics, they like rules and, like, knowing the rules and understanding the rules, you know? And, like, and that's how they teach people everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm watching it, and I'm like, if somebody sat me down and taught me that these were the rules to how to date or how to go through life, like, how much different and how much more awkward would I be in social situations? Because I'm like, you're not following the rules. You know, these are the rules. And like, why is this not happening? And this is how it's supposed to happen. And it's like, it's a funny thing to watch between, like, how autistic are people and how autistic are we making people, you know, as they interact with other people.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. So the rules thing. So what autistic people seem to really cherish is a lack of ambiguity.
Yeah.
Right? Because anytime something's ambiguous, then a decision has to get made that is typically rooted in emotional bias.
Yeah.
Right? Autistic people really don't function from emotional bias. They function from logical assertion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So when you're asking Yang to use their yin,
yeah,
they're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
like, this doesn't, like, who makes decisions like this?
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, it is funny because it's like they'll meet each other and they'll be like so you're like, the rules are, so when you meet a person, sit down, be comfortable, ask a person what they're interested in.
And the goal, you have to have what is the goal?
They ask,
the goal is to find something we have in common.
Yes. Yes. And they'll ask, one question. They'll go, what are your hobbies? And they'll be like, my hobbies are playing video games. And they'll be like, mine's anime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's over already.
Done.
It's over already. We already didn't find that thing in common.
Yeah. And I don't know whether to believe this autistic person on there, but one of the autistic people was like, I probably will be single. And they're like, why do you think that? And they're like, oh, because 95% of autistic people end up single. And so they were like, is that a fact? And she was like, oh, I don't know. Somebody told me that, you know? So like, I don't know if that's a real fact, but like, imagine if everybody, when they're dating, if they're like, because they like autistic people seem to be taught that the only way you're going to get along is if you share the same interests.
Yeah.
If you have this, like, your passions overlap. Like, and if everybody approached, like, relationships that way, like, no, you wouldn't be in relationships.
Nobody would be, right? Because it's like, too hard to find somebody you have something in common with.
And you like.
Yeah. So what's more important is whether or not you like this person.
Yeah.
Right? But that's an emotional bias.
Yeah.
That's not how autistic people function.
Yeah.
So you have to function from the logical things that make sense first. Like, oh, we both like video games.
Yeah.
You know, now we can marry each other. Right. So, but then they'll get to that point and they'll be like, you like video? Oh, I also like video games. Right.
Yeah.
Am I somebody you can see yourself with for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I think you went there a little too early.
Yeah.
A little too early. Right. But those are rules. Right.
Yeah.
We found something in common. Now let's go to the next step of the relationship.
Right.
You know, and it's like, well, I don't think I'm ready to go to that next step with you. And they're like, I guess we're not meant to be together.
Yeah.
So now we got to do our weird autistic goodbye.
Which are the best.
Yeah.
Let's say goodbye and walk in the same direction.
That is my favorite thing. My favorite thing seeing is not just seeing them say goodbye and walk in the same direction, but say goodbye, walk in the same direction, and honor that goodbye.
Yeah, they don't yeah. interact as they
no,
walk.
No, not even looking in that direction. Not even like, this is awkward.
Yeah.
It's just like, this is goodbye.
We already did the goodbye.
This is how goodbye works. Sometimes we walk in the same direction, but rules are, we say goodbye, interaction over. Them's the rules.
Them's the rules.
Them's the rules. So, yeah, what else? What else has you got going on? What is going on in Ansley's life?
That's about it. Now I'm searching for a new show to watch.
You finished Love on the Spectrum?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Man.
Yeah.
I guess we didn't have a rule about whether or not you could just binge it, right? We didn't say one episode per day or anything.
No, we didn't make any rules.
Yeah, it's like, this is what happens when you don't give an autistic rules.
Yeah. You proved it with two of your everything. Friends. Yeah, that's like, but the one of the autistic couples that things were working with, like one of her goals was to help him do everything in life he didn't think he could do. And it was like, it was a beautiful like goal for her to have in the relationship.
She was autistic and she was looking to fill in the gaps for him.
Yeah.
They were both autistic.
They were both autistic. Gotcha. And her goal was to help him do everything that he didn't think he was going to be able to do. So like, she was just like there to support him and like, you know, push him a little bit out of his comfort zone.
So a lot of the things that I see on this Love on the Spectrum should just be relationship goals, period.
Yeah.
You know? And we
do you say that because they're yours?
Well, they are for sure. Like a lot of my goals in life align with the goals in life of the autistic community,
especially that one that wore the suit.
Yeah,
that is like, when on my deathbed at my funeral, I want people to say that I was the best partner ever.
Yeah,
and that I was a very good husband.
Yeah, now give me a peanut butter sandwich. I just want to be the best dad and father. And eat as many just peanut butter sandwiches as I can. That is like one of my stereotypes for autistic people. It's like, my mom used to work with like people on the spectrum and stuff, and like at varying degrees, like some people were so autistic that they really couldn't even function.
Yeah.
You know, and then some people were very, you know, like you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
All of them ate peanut butter sandwiches. It was just a matter of like which ones you could watch doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some of them, it was like, that's how you eat a peanut butter sandwich, dude?
Yeah.
And then some of them are like, huh, I'm shocked that's how you eat a peanut butter sandwich. Yeah. Like, all right, good for you, you know? So, yeah.
Oh, man, you just, like, hit another checkpoint for me of, like, why I'm autistic.
Because you love peanut butter sandwiches?
No, because, like, a lot of them are really, like, their eating habits. You're like, I don't want to sit across from that person eating. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I really catch myself, like, being a bad eater in public.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man. Yeah, but
that's also an insecurity that women have, period. And then, like, you're a bigger woman. You know, like, tall, like, when you, like, taller women do not like to eat in front of humans.
No.
You know, especially if there is a petite woman there.
Yeah. Like, that eats, like, half a plate of lettuce and is like, oh, I'm so full.
Yeah, and then, like, she looks up with, like, sauce on her face, like, oh, my bad. My bad. It's just like, good God, Ansley.
Yeah. I have to stop eating at the lunch table at school because of that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I was like, I was always a big fan of chicks that ate.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the thing in the Black community.
Yeah.
Chicks eat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why you see so many plus size Black ladies. It's because they take it too much. They take it too much as like an identity. Like, I eat. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of them skinny bitches that don't eat. I eat.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe you shouldn't.
Maybe, or maybe you should eat and exercise.
Yeah. That's a tough one. That's a tough sell.
Yeah.
Because like anything that is skinny bitch activity is like, nah, no thank you. No thank you. Exercise for skinny bitches. I ain't no skinny bitch.
Such a weird insult.
It is.
Like black people say that and you're like, I don't want to be a skinny bitch.
I don't want to be. What do I got to eat? What do I got to eat?
But I really like to.
Let me drink that gravy. Yeah, way too much gravy in the black community. I don't know.
just still trying to get canceled.
Yeah, still. This is still the cancel parade. What's up? Welcome to the cancel parade. Yeah, we'll keep this episode short because you got to get out of here. You got to get on the road. You got to do some things.
Some things to do.
Yeah, I was thinking recently, this is going to be a really interesting year for Halloween.
Oh, I know.
Right? For both reasons.
All the reasons.
For the COVID reason and for the social justice reason.
Yeah.
It's like, what can you even be anymore? Especially with this show Love on the Spectrum out, right? It's like, can you even dress up as a robot for Halloween anymore? Where people are going to be like, you're making fun of autistic people and the way that they interact with each other. It's like, dude, I just want to be fucking Iron Man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I was talking to you about how we were trying to name things at school tents. Mm-hmm. People were like, oh, well, why don't we name them like countries? And I was like, oh, and then we're going to be appropriating their culture in the tent. Like,
yeah.
You know, like you can't do anything.
Yeah. And that's because especially with the fact that this is up to the creativity of the complainer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So whatever the complainer can creatively come up with as an issue.
Yeah.
Then it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Everything's really offensive.
Really? You know? Except for, you know, black people, of course.
You know? Can I dress up like a black person?
You can't dress Absolutely up like a black not. Person. You can't. But I can dress up like you. Right?
So it's like, not
what,
fair.
What can you dress up as a white person?
An animal? Can I be an animal?
Where is it from?
Africa?
No, you
I
can't.
I want to be a tiger.
You can't be a tiger. They're not from Africa. They're from India.
Yeah.
Even worse. Even actually, that should be allowed, right? Because Indians and Caucasians are so close together.
Yeah.
They look like each other.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says.
I don't care.
Every Indian person, if they were white, they were white. Every white person, if they were brown, they're Indian. I don't care. Got a little Amanda Nunes towards the end of that.
Yeah.
This is my favorite person.
Yeah.
I don't care. I am the best. Yeah, like what can you dress up? There's nothing you can dress up as.
Cartoon characters?
What color? What cartoon?
Like pink and blue. I don't know. Can I be a Care Bear?
Which one?
Sunshine Bear.
Are you gay?
No.
Then no.
Can I be the Stormy Cloud sad
one? You can't be any of the Care Bears.
Oh.
They all represent a color of the rainbow spectrum.
Yeah.
The rainbow is owned by the gay community. You can't do anything associated with the rainbow.
That was a suggestion to name the tent's colors. And I was like, but what colors are you going to leave out? Like, you're going to have one brown and one black tent?
Yeah.
No.
Like, no.
That's offensive then.
Yeah. Good Lord. Man, what a crazy world we live in right now.
Mm-hmm.
What a crazy world. Mm-hmm. Man, I think we're good. I think this is a good short episode, around 30-ish minutes, maybe a little more than 30 minutes. This should get you through. We'll get another episode. We'll get that Patreon up. We'll probably be able to record the Patreon on Tuesday, see how that works out. And then, thank you guys for listening. It's a short episode. We're just trying to get out of here a little bit. So we're going to save the shout-outs for next episode. We love you.
All of you.
We appreciate you all.
Appreciate you all.
Every single one of you. Thank you so much. Yeah.